You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
A coalition of health advocacy groups will today march to the Gauteng Department of Health offices. Section 27, Cancer Alliance and the Treatment Action Campaign are calling on the department to use the 784 million rand set aside by National Treasury towards cancer treatment. For more on this, we're joined on the line by Sidwell Mbata, the Gauteng Provincial Chairperson of the Treatment Action Campaign, TAC. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, my brother, and I welcome this opportunity and thank you so much for having us on your radio.
Thank you, Mr. Mbata. How dire you think is the backlog of the cancer treatment here in Gauteng specifically?
Thank you so much for that question, my brother. It is quite severe, and what I would want to say in response to your question, it is that we have over 3,000 patients that cannot access, the radiation oncology, services in the province. I want to just give you one illustration to say, for example, in Charlotte Maseke, in 2020 they used to have about 7 operational radio oncology services on site, but now it's only 2. So that means the situation plunges over 3,000 patients who need those services into chaos, and it's such unfortunate. So it's a serious problem, so to speak.
3,000 patients is a lot of people that needs radiation oncology. So why do you think the Gauteng Department of Health has still not provided adequate radiation oncology services, despite previous protests as well as demands?
Actually, it is out of arrogance and also the lack of political will from the department itself, because the issue is no longer about money. We do have sufficient resources, especially the figure that we've counted of 784 million rand. But however, the Department of the Gauteng Department of Health has not been moving with speed to ensure that these over 3,000 patients who are actually, facing a death, yet money is there. It is because our government is not willing to move with speed in terms of ensuring that they spend this money to save these lives. So it's a lack of political will and at the same time the lethargy not to take action against, a crisis like this one we're talking about.
So if you had to give them direction, how should the department utilize this unspent funds of the 784 million that is allocated for cancer treatment? And how do you plan to hold the government or the Gauteng Department of Health accountable if they fail to take immediate action after your protest?
I think what should happen, let me just start with the first part. We've been involved in a series of meetings with the Department of Health, including Treasurer, in 2020 already. After the allocation of these funds, we are saying they must actually, appoint a tender or rather a service provider that will be able to, action this particular, services. In other words, they must get a service provider that is going to provide this radiation radiology oncology services while they are trying to procure equipment so that they can have the capacity moving forward and sustainability. But in the meantime, they must get a service provider that is competent, which is going to ensure that they address these issues expeditiously. What needs to happen moving forward is that we will continue to hold government accountable by protesting, and I know that around 2021, as TAC and other partners as well, we once slept at the Premier's office. Premier was David Makura at that time. We spent 3 days, very chilly nights, holding the power to account. That is how far we are, prepared to go, in terms of this particular fight. So accountability framework, it is going to be much more stringent as opposed to what we've been doing, because we've seen their attitude, we've seen the lethargy, and this is not going to be tolerated moving forward.
All the best. Yes.
A fight has been declared so that at least we hold them accountable against the Constitution itself,
yes.
Section 27, subsection 1.
All right. Thank you so much, and all the best with your march there. Sidwell Mbata, the Gauteng Provincial Chairperson of the Treatment Action Campaign, TAC.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.